deadly attack at a Jerusalem synagogue.
Heard one shot, two shots, and then a flurry of shots. We all ran out.
Snowbound along the Great Lakes.
They will be measuring snow with a yardstick.
On Edge in Ferguson, Missouri.
Go home! Go home!
Too. You can't have it.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Secretary of State Kerry condemns a deadly attack at a Jerusalem synagogue, and Israel's prime minister vows retaliation. A police spokesman says four worshippers were killed. Three of them were Israeli Americans.
Two Palestinians entered inside the synagogue with knives and axes, attacked innocent people that were praying inside the synagogue.
The two attackers were shot and killed. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas condemned the attack, but he also accused Israel of provocations at a disputed Jerusalem holy place. Hamas is praising the attack, along with a lot of Palestinians on the streets.
With beheadings by ISIS as a shocking backdrop, the U.S. is going to review the policy that bans paying ransom for the release of Americans held hostage. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
One possible option, keep the law, but don't throw the book at families who try to free their loved ones. CBS News security consultant Juan Zarate.
I think the U.S. government can say, look, we're not going to prosecute family members who try to pay ransoms, even if it violates criminal law. I think that's something the administration might look at.
But it's unlikely the U.S. will change a policy that supporters argue keeps Americans abroad safe. They say those European governments that do pay ransoms have just encouraged the hostage takers to seize their citizens. Steve?
Well, Peter Kasich, the former Army Ranger and aid worker, was the latest American to die at the hands of ISIS. His Indiana parents say they believe his life is proof one person can make a difference.
Our hearts are battered, but they will mend. The world is broken, but it will be healed in the end.
ISIS holds other Westerners, including a 26-year-old American woman. Now to Chicago, where a small plane shortly after takeoff early this morning from Midway Airport crashed into a home. No one inside the house was hurt. No word on the fate of the lone person on the plane. In Western New York, some places in the Buffalo area have 3 feet of snow on the ground. And it's coming down at the rate of up to 4 inches an hour in some places. Matt English is highway chief in West Seneca.
Right now we're getting pounded with snow, and we have a travel ban in effect in the town of West Seneca. Our schools are closed.
WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen.
Some of these areas where the bands decide to sit and stay for hours upon hours could produce anywhere from 1 to as much as 3 feet of snow over the next 24 hours.
Other Great Lakes areas in Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin could get 1.5 feet. It's bitterly cold in the upper Midwest. This man's bundling up in Hurley, Wisconsin, where it's 9 degrees.
Layers. Long sleeve shirts, wind shirts, hats, gloves.
Temperatures below freezing this morning into the Florida panhandle. Well, the cold weather in Ferguson, Missouri has not taken the edge off a heated issue as a grand jury nears a decision in the Michael Brown shooting death.
National Guard troops are being sent to the St. Louis region to act as backup to local police. Protesters already blocking traffic not far from the courthouse where the grand jury has been meeting. One demonstrator asked, if there is no indictment of the officer, will there be more rioting?
Now, first off, when you use rioting, you got to remember, it's not, you don't use it in a negative connotation.
St. Louis Mayor Slay was asked if people should just stay home for a while.
And everybody's going to have to make their own decision from their own standpoint, whether, you know, what schools are going to do, what businesses are going to do.
Kevin CBS News, St. Louis.
The Senate takes action later today on the Keystone XL pipeline project, which passed the House last week. CBS's Pam Coulter is on Capitol Hill.
It's a vote that endangered Louisiana Democrat Mary Landrieu has pushed for.
I believe that the Keystone pipeline should be built.
Environmentalists see it as another nail in the coffin of the climate, but Republicans insist it will create jobs. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven said Americans backed the pipeline.
All along, we anticipated that we'll win on this issue.
If supporters muster the 60 votes needed for passage, the bill goes to President Obama, who's not happy that Congress is intervening before the review process is over. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A fifth woman now accuses Bill Cosby of sexual assaults. Correspondent Heather Bosch.
The comedian joked about it in 1969.
Well, there's this girl, Crazy Mary. You put some in her drink, man, she...
spiking women's drinks. But Joan Tarshis claims that same year, Bill Cosby gave her a cocktail.
I was sitting up writing one second, and the next second I was lying down on a couch having my underwear taken off.
She was 19.
He gets you into a position where he thinks you're going to work with him. And then he drugs you and rapes you.
Cosby has remained silent on the rape allegations. He settled a 2005 lawsuit over rape claims out of court. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
One of this country's most notorious men behind bars is planning to get married. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Charles Manson is 80 years old. The bride-to-be is 26. Her name is Afton Elaine Burton. She goes by the name Star. She has been visiting Manson in prison for the past 9 years. She says she loves Manson, believes he is innocent, and wants him to get a new trial. The wedding license gives the couple 90 days to get married.
The simplest sign of affection, the kiss, has been analyzed by modern science. Dutch researcher Remco Kort has the results.
In a single kiss of 10 seconds, 80 million bacteria are transferred on average from one person to the other one.
21 couples from their late teens to mid-40s smooched for science. Those who were intimately related shared more of the same bacteria than other couples. School lunches aren't what they used to be, but some say the push to healthier meals may need a second look. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnano.
Federal standards aimed at providing healthier school lunches have some holes in them that may actually promote obesity, diabetes, and other diet-related problems. That's what Johns Hopkins researcher Sadie Barr is telling the American Public Health Association conference.
There are no restrictions on added sugars, even though there is mounting evidence that connects excess consumption of added sugars to diet-related diseases.
And about half of the required whole grains can be the refined kind that easily convert into sugars and so-called bad carbs.
This is not the best way to deliver nutrition to kids.
Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
Fresh off an unbeaten season and national championship, the University of Connecticut women's basketball team has stumbled.
A 47-game winning streak is over.
The call on ESPN as Stanford beat UConn in an overtime battle. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has met with troops preparing to deploy to the Ebola zone in West Africa. CBS's Cammy McCormick is at Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
As Hagel examined some of the protective suits soldiers were trying on, he reminded them,
"We're not at the end yet."
And he said it's too early to say when the U.S. military's Ebola mission will be finished. Hagel also talked to some of the families here to gauge their concerns. This will be 18-year-old Matthew Kippis' first deployment. His family, he says, is not concerned.
They're more supportive, actually. They're just kind of like wanting me to stay positive.
These troops could deploy to West Africa for 6 to 8 months. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
In Liberia, a sign of some progress in the Ebola fight has been the resumption of weekend weddings. Some have been held this month in the capital, Monrovia, with plenty of hand-washing as part of it all. Earlier this year, the government warned against mass gatherings such as weddings. That's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.